Well, as the fall season rolls around once again, let us look in on the home of the Kingfish and his wife, Sapphire Stevens. The time is noon. The Kingfish has just come home for lunch to find Sapphire packing her bags.
Sapphire, what you doing stuffing your clothes in the suitcase there?
I'm taking a little trip to Chicago to visit Mama. You know, George, I ain't seen her for almost 5 years. I wonder what she looks like now.
Yeah, well, don't get your hopes too high, Sapphire. Once you look like a walrus, you always look like a walrus.
Oh, I'm so anxious to see her. She writ me that she's got a job working in a florist shop, and it makes her so happy to be surrounded by flowers.
Yeah, you know, it'd make me happy to see her that way myself.
That'll do. I don't want to hear another word about it. Now, listen here, George. There's something you just got to do for me while I'm gone.
Now, what's that?
There's an old school chum of mine getting in town tomorrow from Georgia by the name of Lula Mae Simpson. Her husband passed on last year, and she's coming up here to look around for another husband, and we've got to help her.
Yeah, well, what you want me to do about it?
I want you to introduce her to some nice, edible bachelors. But none of them bums over at that lodge home.
Yeah, what does this Lula Mae look like?
Well, she happens to weigh 225 pounds, but she's got a real sweet face. See, here's a picture of her she sent me with the letter. And we just gotta find her husband.
Let me see the picture.
Yes, sir.
Holy mackerel. Compared to her, a hippopotamus is a delicate creature.
George, we gotta get my girlfriend a husband.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna introduce her to nobody.
Well, if you don't, then I ain't going, and I'll have Mama visit us.
Visit us? We thought you was done blackmailed me into it. All right. Come in. I ain't seen you for months.
Oh, charming to see you, Kingfish.
Yeah, tell me, Henry, did you have a nice summer?
Oh, yes. We had a long motor trip. We went from here out to California to see that place where they have the big redwoods, Yosemite Park.
Well,
and then we panhandled through Texas and ended up at White Sulphuric Springs.
Sounds like you had quite a trip there, son.
Oh, yes. How about you, Kingfish? Did you escape the heat of the city this summer?
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife, Sapphire, went up on the roof a couple of times, squirted a hose on each other. Sapphire, take a little trip now. Oh, she left yesterday for her mother's, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, you should be all smiles.
Yeah, but I got a tough job, Henry. Sapphire's got a gal friend that gets in town today that wants to get married. And Sapphire wants me to introduce her to some legible bachelor, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's a gal built like an elephant by the name of Lula Mae Simpson. Just come up from Georgia.
Lula Mae Simpson? Wait a minute. Here. There's an item in the society column about her in today's newspaper.
In the society column?
Yes, and it says she was left a $20,000 estate by her late husband, and she's planning to spend the entire winter in our city.
$20,000. You know, Henry, if I could find some guy to marry her, I could collect a marriage broker's fee. Oh, I'd be on Easy's fee. I wonder who I could get.
Well, I ain't got the faintest idea, but I just seen him walking toward the pool room.
So Andy's at the pool hall, huh?
Yes, you know, Kingfish, maybe this scheme of yours will work. If you get them together, maybe Dan Kilwood will hit Andy with the arrow.
Yeah, well, if you don't hit Andy, then you can't miss Lula Mae, I tell you that. Now, when Andy come into office here, if I can just make him think that I was a marriage broker, maybe I can stick him with that fat gal Lula Mae, and that way get a cut at $20,000. Oh, here he come now. I'll get on the telephone here.
Hi there, Kingfish. What you doing?
I was a marriage broker, Andy, with clients all over the world. There's a big shortage of women. Right now, I was waiting for a long-distance call from Australia.
Australia?
Wait a minute. Here it comes now. Hello? Who is this, Australia? Oh, hello, Ozzy. What's the trouble? Oh, you say you was at the church waiting to get married and you can't find a wife, huh? Well, that's too bad. I see. Yeah, well, my advice is to grab the first good-looking kangaroo that comes along. Yeah, what are you all spoken for, huh? Oh, this shortage is really worldwide. No, I can't help you. Well, goodbye. Happy boomerang to you and all that stuff. See you later. Goodbye.
Say, Kingfish, what is this worldwide thing you're talking about?
Andy, it's a shortage of women. You know, of course, that there's a shortage of women.
I'll say. The one I took out last night only came up to my belt buckle.
I mean that there ain't enough women to go around. Ain't you heard about it?
No, the drought ain't hit me yet. I was just thinking the other night, on the basis of smooching, this has been my best year since 1941.
Oh, no, there's a shortage, Andy. Matter of fact, statistics prove that within the next 10 years, if the shortage of women keeps up, 1 out of 5 babies will be born without a mother.
What is they doing about the situation?
Well, with the shortage in this part of the country, we has got to bring women from another part of the country where they got a longage, you see.
Oh, yeah.
The situation is bad, Andy.
Yeah, well, maybe I ought to do something about this shortage of women.
Yeah, you're right. Now, you as my pal, maybe I can help you. Let me look at my list here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Here, I got it. Holy Moses, you was in luck. There's one that's just been imported from Georgia that's worth $20,000 in cash.
$20,000? Sounds like she's a lovely woman. I'll take her. What's she look like?
Her name is Lula Mae Simpson. Or maybe I got a picture of her here. Yeah, here she is, right here. Look at that.
Wow. The way she's puffed out there, she must have that $20,000 around her waist in $1 bill.
She's a little fat in this picture, Andy, but the photographer took what's called a double exposure, you see. But I tell you, Andy, for $20,000, you can forget a little blubber, you know.
Oh, Kingfish, I couldn't even get my arms around her waist.
Yes, you can if you time it right. Just watch her breathing and catch on the inhale. That's it.
She got $20,000, huh?
Yes.
Where does she make all that money at, raffling?
Oh, no.
Well, she's a mighty big woman.
And look here, you just judging by the surface. Underneath that fat, she's probably very skinny.
Yeah, that's right, you know, and that $20,000 has put me on easy street.
Well, now, look here, you don't get the whole 20. Now, wait a minute. You see, there's a marriage broker fee of 50%. You got to split that money with me, you see.
50%? Ain't that a lot?
No. Well, don't forget, I'm going to help you now split the expenses of the courtship with her.
Oh.
The cost of the engagement ring and all that stuff.
Yeah, but how come you're taking 50%?
Oh, that's the fee set by the government, and on all marriages where the broker arranges the marriage before the groom ever sees the bride.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in the Constitution. That's what they call the pig in the poker girl.
Okay, it's a deal. I'll give you 50%. You think this thing is going to work out good for me, Kingfish?
Oh, Andy, with all that dough, you'll be going around saying,
I is in the money,
and it's going to be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, it's going to be a great day.
Hallelujah, brother, angels in the sky, promise that by and by, that's going to be a great day. Hallelujah.
I will warn you, some early morn, you will hear his horn.
A root, toot, toot, it's not far away. Hold up your hand and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Hallelujah. Ooh.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark.
Amen.
When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord. Early morn, you will hear his horn.
It's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great,
great day, great day, great days are coming. Gather round your congregation. Get yourself right to that station.
There's gonna be a great, 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 great day.
Outside of Shorty's barbershop.
Hello, Amos. I'm waiting for the Kingfish. Did you hear the big news about me?
About you? No, I ain't, Andy. What's happened to you?
I'm going to get nuptialated.
That got me a little there. What you going to get?
Well, to an ignorant fellow like you, that means I'm going to get married. In other words, Amos, I'm going to enter into holy deadlock.
So why is this happening all of a sudden?
Listen, Amos, in 10 years, there's going to be 5 babies born to every short mother.
Well, I don't exactly understand what you're talking about, Andy. Who is you marrying?
Well, she just got to town from Georgia in a poke. She's a pig. Oh, I have my constitutional rights, all right.
Yeah, I don't understand this, then.
Well, don't worry, Amos. I was getting $20,000 worth of blubber.
Yeah.
Here comes the kingfish now. I'll see you later.
Yeah, well, drop over to the house sometime after you have your head examined. So long.
Yeah, I'll do that. So long. Hi, kingfish.
Well, hello there, Anna. Say, listen, you didn't tell Amos too much, did you?
Oh, he's so ignorant, he don't know what I'm talking about, no way.
Well, come on, let's get on in the barbershop here and see Shorty.
Hi, Shorty.
Oh, there's my pal. How is you?
Well, I'll be doggone. Look who has. What's cooking? You are. Hi, pal.
Hey, Shorty, tell me this. Did you have a nice summer?
Oh, yeah, three times, fellas. I spent my vacation last summer on a farm. Yeah, just so I wouldn't lose my touch as a barber, I kept in practice by shaving the goats around the place.
Shaving the goats?
Yeah, I lathered up the goats, strapped my razor, and shaved them as clean as a whistle. I must have shaved 3 dozen goats.
Yeah, well, did all the practice help you out now that you're back in the barber shop?
I don't know. I ain't had a goat to come in yet.
Wait a minute now. Look here, Shorty. Look here. We're
going to
let you in on a
secret. Yeah. I'm going to marry a rich woman with $20,000.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, and I want you to give Andy a good haircut and a shave here. He's going over and meet her for the first time.
Oh, sure. I'll fix him up. And by the way, Andy, you don't want to let her think that you use after her money. They tell her that you're a rich man, too.
Say, Andy, that's a good idea. We'll put on the dog with her. Tell her you was a Texas millionaire.
You know something, fellas? I was caught in a girl once, and I didn't know how to make an impression on her. A friend of mine told me to court her with music.
Music, huh? Well, what'd you do?
Well, I've been just like them romantic troubadours of old. I got me a guitar, and I serenaded her onto her balcony. I stood out there in the moonlight, and with my beautiful voice, I sang, "Oh, soul of me."
Hey, that's great, Shorty. What did the gal say?
Oh, she said, Shorty, that's the most beautiful music. You got the sweetest voice I have. I could listen to you singing for hell. You got stop the music.
Well, Andy, here is Lula Mae's apartment. Now, remember, you was a wealthy retired oil man from Texas, and you ain't interested in money.
Yeah, well, I'll put on the dog, all right.
Okay, I'll knock on the door here.
You know, Kingfish, I'd feel better about this whole thing if that Lula Mae wasn't so fat.
Well, Andy, Lula Mae's size might be in your favor. Remember, the bigger it is, boy, the harder it falls. And besides...
Hey, Kingfish, hey, the building is shaking. Must be an earthquake.
That's Lula Mae coming to the door. Wait a minute here.
Stevens, do come in.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Simpson. Thank you. Come on in, Andy.
If you think there's room up in there with a drink.
Oh, Mrs. Simpson, may I present you with Longhorn Brown? He is the retired multimillionaire from Texas. He is the fella in the society columns referred to as Filthy Rich Brown.
Well, this is indeed a pleasure, Mr. Brown. I've never met a genuine Texan before.
Likewise.
So, Mr. Brown, I just got here from Georgia. And New York is so huge, it makes me feel positively tiny.
Yeah, that's quite a trick, all right.
Stevens told me on the phone this morning that on your property down in Texas, you had a lot of cattle and oil.
Oh, yeah. There was so much oil on the place, the cattle had to wear skid chains.
Well, I guess you can make a lot of money in the oil and cattle business.
Oh, yeah. Not only the oil and cattle business, but he's got millions of other things, too. Now, let's see. You made a lot of money in lumber, too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I sure did. They discovered trees on my property. That Texas is really some state, all right.
Oh, you Texans always stand up for Texas.
Yeah, well, if you was in the saddle 12 hours a day, you'd be glad to stand up for anything.
By the way, Longhorn, what was that generous thing you done the other day to show that you don't care nothing but money?
Oh, you mean last Thursday when I give away the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, that's the one I meant. Like I told you, Miss Simpson, Miss Brown is in New York for the social season. You know, parties, theaters, going to the opera and symphonies.
Oh, then you're interested in music?
Oh, yes. Mr. Brown is always slapping up that culture stuff, yeah.
Well, tell me, what is your taste in symphonies?
I don't know. I never tasted none.
Well, I forgot forgot to tell you, Mr. Brown, your travel agent called this morning and wanted to know if you was going to Europe on the Queen Mary or the Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, well, did you take care of it?
Yeah, I told him to buy both. Hope you'd make up your mind when he got down to the pier.
Oh, you're planning a trip to Europe?
Oh, yeah, he visits the Riviera every year. You see, Mr. Brown here's got a chateau over there.
Yeah, next year I'm going to build a house on it, too.
You're one of the most charming men I ever met. Yeah. I do hope I'll see you again.
Oh, yeah. Well, you will, Miss Simpson. After all, I don't think Miss Brown would hold it against you just because you only got $20,000.
Oh, no. I have always wanted to get to know the poor people better.
Well, we must be leaving. Goodbye, Miss Simpson. Millionaire Brown here has got to get back to his office at the stock market. By the way, Brown, how's the ticker today?
Well, I was a little worried at first, but the doctor found out it was just gas. Well, so long, Miss Simpson.
Wait a minute. Miss Brown, there was something you wanted to ask Mrs. Simpson.
There was?
Yeah, I remember you were telling me how delightful it would be if you and her had supper together this evening?
That would be lovely, Mr. Brown.
Yeah, well, don't cook nothing special. I'll just pick pot lunch.
Well, good morning. Come in, Brother Ender.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, I ain't seen you for about 5 days, lover boy. We has got that rich widow in the bag, ain't we, son?
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Wait a minute. I ain't told you what done happened last night.
Holy mackerel. Now, wait a minute. I don't like the looks on your face, Dan. Don't tell me that you done put the skids on all that money we're getting.
Well, you know, Kingfish, I've been courting Lula Mae in the daytime and kissing all my other gals goodbye at night.
Yeah, natural. Just like any other honest man would do. Go ahead.
Well, you know, last night I took a cute little gal to the movies.
Yeah?
I wanted to get in some last-minute smooching before I married Lula Mae and the dry spell sets in. Anyway, we were sitting there smooching, and when the lights went on, somebody started beating me over the head with an umbrella. I looked around, and it was Lula Mae sitting right behind me. I ain't seen her since.
And why did you do a thing like that? I have done pawned my furniture to raise $250, bought you that diamond engagement ring for you to give her, or we is in a mess. We got to get a hold of Stonewall, the lawyer, right away. We'll get... Well, Stonewall, the lawyer, come in.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was late, boy. I've been in court today defending a woman client.
What happened?
Well, some woman called me up and asked me if I would defend her in court, you know, give her some tips on how to beat the case.
Go ahead, sir.
I told her I couldn't get there till the last minute, but I give her some advice on the phone and told her how to act going up to the witness stand. I told her, roll eyes at the jury and smile and wink at the judge and wear a form-fitting satin dress with the sheer nylon hose.
How'd she come out?
She lost the case. I didn't know she was 93 years old.
Well, now, wait a minute, Jeff. Going on, look here. We has got a problem, too, you know. You see, I'm going to tell you a secret here now, and we need some advice on it. You see, Andy is engaged to a wealthy widow, and last night, she caught him smooching in a moving picture show with another gal. She was sitting right behind him. Andy's sitting there with another gal right up in front of her, smooching there, and now she won't even talk to him.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, she's worth $20,000.
Who talked to you, huh?
Not a word.
Yeah, why don't you play on sympathy? You know, let me tell you, I saw a moving picture once where a fella had a fight with his gal, and he went off and joined the French Foreign Legion. And when his gal heard about it, she was so brokenhearted, she forgave him for everything.
Hey, Andy, that is it. We'll get Lula Mae to think that you was in the French Foreign Legion. I got an old Lord's uniform at home. We'll fix it up a little. And then when you walked in with it on you, you throws around a little French, you know, you say, Vive la France and sailor gear and all that stuff. You know that?
Yeah, that's good. You get Lula Mae over at the lodge hall, Kingfish. And I'll come in all dressed up like a French soldier.
Well, Stonewall, you is really a pal.
Don't forget to send us a bill for this.
I wish all my clients was like you, yeah. You know, I had one client, I worked like a dog to get him off on a murder charge. I give him the advantage of all of my legal experience. He was so ungrateful, he didn't even pay the bill I sent him.
You mean defended him in a murder charge? Well, you know, maybe he didn't, the bill didn't even reach him.
Oh, he got it all right. I even got proof he was carrying the bill in his pocket.
Well, how could you tell?
This morning he'd come back from Sing Sing all scorched round the edges.
Well, yeah. Now, Lula May, just calm down. Will you please just calm down? I asked you to come over to my office here to tell you that Andy is brokenhearted, and he has been joined up with the French Foreign Legion. He's even wearing the uniform.
The French Foreign Legion? Why, I can hardly believe it.
Well, that sounds like the French Foreign Legion knock now. Wait a minute. Come in.
Why, Andy.
Excuse me, folks. Did you see any Arabs go through here?
Andy, that uniform. You really joined the French Foreign Legion?
Yes, I. Vivian LaFrance, of Sailors in Gear.
Yeah. Andy, are you really going overseas?
Yes, sir. I'm going over with the first ship of the Legionites. And I have joined the most dangerous branch of the French Foreign Legion. The branch that carries the guns.
Oh, Andy, it sounds like I'll never see you again.
Yeah, that's right, Lula May. Nobody that ever joins the Legion ever comes back.
Yeah, the fact is, they are so sure that you of you getting knocked off that they send you into battle with a coffin strap right on your back. That's what they do.
Oh, you mean there's no hope of me ever seeing you again?
I don't think so.
You see, Lula May, the Foreign Legion is the toughest outfit in the world. If you live long enough to get a discharge, they shoot you as a coward. That's right.
The only way to save your own life is to commit suicide.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is very sad, Lula May, and all this happens just because you broke his heart.
Well, I'd like to hear an explanation of why he was out with another girl.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that myself.
Wait a minute, Lula May, we can explain that. You see, that other gal that you seen him with in the moving picture show, that was Andy's sister.
Come to think of it, that was my sister, all right.
Your sister? Well, why were you taking her to the movies?
Well, now, you see, Andy's brother-in-law was out of town, and Andy was sort of taking his place and doing what he would do.
Yes, but why were you kissing her?
Andy can't help it if his brother-in-law is a little affectionate, you know. He can't help that.
Well, but Andy, if this is true, why didn't you explain it last night?
Well, it's pretty hard to talk when somebody's beating you over the head with an umbrella.
Andy, dear, I've decided to forgive you.
Oh, this is great. Look here, honey. I done bought you your engagement ring. Here you is.
Oh, Andy, this is wonderful.
Oh, that's a real diamond, there.
Yeah, you know, Andy, little old me is just crazy about little old you.
Little old me is just crazy about big fat you.
Everything is all set for the wedding.
Yeah, stop by the telegraph office and wire the Foreign Legion not to count on me this time.
Don't worry, my love birds. I'll send a straight telegram direct to General de Gaulle. Well, Andy, it took us just about a week to put over this whole thing. Tomorrow you marry the rich widow. And just to think, we get 20,000 smackers.
Yeah, but this courtship has done cost me money, you know it?
Yeah, well, don't forget, I put up $250 of it, and I wore my half of that $20,000, in fact.
Yeah.
Well, Sapphire, when did you get back in town?
Hello, George, dear. Hello, Andy.
Hi.
I got in about 2 hours ago.
Well, Sapphire, I got a big surprise for you. Some wonderful news. Your friend Lula May is getting married tomorrow.
Why, George, that's wonderful. Oh, I must go call her up.
Oh, and before I tell you about the groom, I just want to say that it was a lucky thing that society column told about her inheriting $20,000 from her first husband.
Oh, I'm so glad. I told her to put that in the paper so she could hook her rich husband. She ain't got a nickel.
Oh, yeah.